in the limelight.
US President Joe Biden strikes different tone in tacit admission that ignoring the most powerful force in the Republican Party is risky. We now present you an article written by Lauren Gambino. The piece is titled Strategy Shift, Biden Confronts Trump Head-On After Year of Silent Treatment. First months of his presidency, Joe Biden called on Americans to set aside their deep divisions inflamed by a predecessor he intentionally ignored. He emphasized national unity and appealed to Americans to come together to end this uncivil war. Nearly a year later, as a divided nation reflects on the first anniversary of the 6th of January assault on the U.S. Capitol, the uncivil war he sought to extinguish rages on, stronger than ever. In a searing speech on Thursday, 6th of January 2022, Joe Biden struck a different tone. He said he was crystal clear about the dangers facing the nation and accused former U.S. President Donald Trump and his political allies of holding a dagger to the throat of America at American democracy. In the course of the 21-minute speech delivered from the U.S. Capitol, Biden offered himself as a so-called defender of democracy in the battle for the soul of America. He promised, "I will stand in this breach," claiming, "I will defend this nation." That moment of visceral speechmaking marked a shift in strategy from how Biden had chosen to engage Donald Trump, whose name he never uttered but instead taunted as a defeated former president. The decision to break his silence about former U.S. President Donald Trump comes at a challenging moment in Biden's presidency, with his Build Back Better agenda stalled, the COVID-19 pandemic resurgent, and economic malaise widespread. It also reflects the reality that, far from being shunned, Donald Trump remains the most powerful force in the Republican Party, and definitely a potential rival to Joe Biden in 2024. Confronting Donald Trump was a calculated risk. Trump seized the opportunity to hurl all manner of insults and accusations at his successor, whose remarks, he said, were very hurtful to many people. But Joe Biden's speech was an acknowledgement that there were dangers in continuing to ignore Donald Trump and what Biden called his web of lies. Recent polling suggests the vast majority of Republicans believe Donald Trump's unsubstantiated claims about the election fraud, while a growing percentage of Americans are willing to tolerate political violence in some instances. Republican-controlled states are pursuing a raft of new voting restrictions, motivated in part by the doubts they sowed about the 2020 presidential election results. At the same time, Republicans are passing laws that inject partisanship into the administration of elections and vote counting, while stripping power from the driving power from election officials who resisted pressure to throw out votes or overturn the elections in their state. Julian Zelizer, a historian at Princeton University, said, "It was essential to be specific about the problem and the source of the crisis. Otherwise, the vague rhetoric, without agency, that we hear about polarization misses the way in which Donald Trump and the GOP are the source of so much instability." But he warned that a speech can only do so much. Julian Zelizer added, "Without holding people accountable for 6th of January and the campaign against the 2020 election, and without real legislation to protect voting rights and the electoral process, the dagger at the throat of democracy won't go away." In his remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden argued that protecting voting rights was paramount to safeguarding American democracy. He sought to connect the dots between Donald Trump's promotion that the 2020 election was tainted by fraud and Republicans' coordinated effort to subvert and undermine the electoral process in states where they control the levers of power. He said, "Right now, in state after state, new laws are being written, not to protect the vote, but to deny it. Not only to suppress the vote, but to subvert it. Not to strengthen or protect our democracy, but because the former president lost." Joe Biden will follow up on the theme in coming days when he delivers another consequential speech on voting rights. In Atlanta, Georgia, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will call for the passage of two voting rights bills that face daunting odds in the U.S. Senate, the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. The issue of voting rights has taken center stage after hopes of passing Joe Biden's sweeping domestic policy agenda were dashed by the opposition of Senator Joe Manchin, the conservative Democrat from West Virginia. So far, Republican opposition has blocked passage of the legislation in the evenly divided chamber, where Democrats lack the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, again holds the key on voting rights legislation, which he broadly supports, but his opposition to eliminating the filibuster has forced Democrats to pursue other avenues, such as creating an exception in the rules for certain legislation. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would schedule a vote on easing the filibuster rules not later than 17th of January, which is Martin Luther King Day. President Biden has faced immense pressure from civil rights leaders and voting rights advocates frustrated with his handling of the issue, seen as critical to the president's legacy. Indeed, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, a coalition of Georgia-based voting rights groups warned President Biden and Vice President Harris not to bother coming to the state unless they delivered a concrete plan to move forward. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters recently that President Biden planned to stress the urgent need to pass legislation to protect the constitutional right to vote and the integrity of our elections. Spencer Overton, an election law expert and the president of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, hopes that Biden will use his bully pulpit to explain why passing federal voting rights legislation is so essential to combating the lies and conspiracies undermining faith in the nation's system of government. Spencer Overton said, "Those lies have real consequences. Sometimes they're graphic, as we saw a year ago on 6th of January, but sometimes they silently erode democracy by preventing average citizens from participating in our democracy and exercising their freedom to vote." He noted, "This is the most important legislation in Congress now. There's just no benefit in waiting. The moment is now." Moreover, some of America's most prominent historians gave an urgent warning about the state of American democracy as they gathered on Capitol Hill recently to commemorate the 6th of January insurrection. Doris Kearns Goodwin and John Meacham condemned the attack on the Capitol, which was carried out by a group of Donald Trump's supporters to disrupt the certification of Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 presidential election. They warned that the U.S. remained a crucial turning point amid threats to its democratic system. John Meacham said, "What you saw a year ago today was the worst instinct of both human nature and American politics." Adding, "And it's either a step on the way to the abyss, or it is a call to arms figuratively for citizens to engage." Echoing John Meacham's message, Doris Kearns Goodwin, argued that this moment represents an opportunity for Americans to rededicate themselves to the cause of democracy, citing the example set by those who fought for the Union in the Civil War and marched for civil rights in the 1960s. The historian's comments came as many Americans, particularly those who support Donald Trump, continue to deny the dark reality of the Capitol insurrection.